In Rwanda, the verdict in the trial of Paul Rusesabagina was supposed to be given today, Friday, but the courts indefinitely delayed the announcement. Rusesabagina is the man portrayed in the movie Hotel Rwanda because of his humanitarian work during the 1994 Rwanda genocide. He was arrested in August last year and charged with 13 criminal offenses for his alleged connection to the FLN, the militia group that the Rwandan government accuses of terrorism. Yesterday, Rusesabagina's family, lawyers, and friends had a virtual news conference to talk about his case. Brian Endless has been a friend of Rusesabagina for nearly 15 years and working with the family and legal team since Rusesabagina's arrest.
Next week is the very sad one-year anniversary of the day that Paul Rusesabagina was kidnapped by Paul Kagame's Rwandan government. He was lured from his home in San Antonio, Texas, to Dubai, where he boarded a plane that he thought was going to Burundi. Instead, the plane took him to Kigali, Rwanda. There, he was tortured for 4 days and has been in jail and on trial since. He spent 250 days in solitary confinement in contravention of the UN's Nelson Mandela rules, and Paul has faced a sham trial with no credible evidence or credible witnesses. He has also been continually denied full access to his legal team throughout his time in jail.
Rusesabagina's personal Belgian lawyer, Vincent Larkin, speaking from Kigali through an interpreter, said he will not attend the next court proceedings because Rusesabagina has been denied his right to be represented by a lawyer.
I will refuse to attend this hearing before the Chambre d'Instruction because Paul has been deprived of his most basic right, which is to be represented and assisted by counsel. I know that I will be supported by the parquet, and I know that I will be supported by the judge in not attending the hearing before the Chambre d'Instruction because everything is blocked. Nothing is possible. I have no access to my client, despite all our efforts to allow for such an encounter to happen.
Peter Koharis, who represents Rusesabagina in the United States, says Congress has, on a bipartisan level, called for Rusesabagina's release.
The Congress in the United States, both House and Senate, has twice now have called first for Paul's release, and then secondly for the State Department to take greater measures to obtain his release. These efforts join those in Europe, the European Parliament, and even most recently, the Parliament of Belgium, in calling for Paul's release and expressing concern about the fundamental denial of Paul's human rights.
Rusesabagina's family appealed to President Joe Biden to pressure the Rwandan government to immediately release their 67-year-old father because he is innocent and has numerous health problems.